Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A quick reminder that in about 12 minutes at 12 noon, you can join us for an online chat about your tax dollars. We'll be discussing some of the entries to the Visualize Your Taxes Challenge, where designers from around the world submitted creative ways to see where your tax dollars are going. We'll have some of those available for you to view. It should be a good conversation about your money, our budget, and why it's all so complicated. It starts right at noon at our politics website. It's a free country.org. I'll be hosting. And did you see the piece in Sunday's New York Times about the psychology of cheating? As we open up our phones for anybody who has ever cheated on your taxes to tell us how and most of all why. One thing that seems to be the case is that lots of people begin to cheat not out of a desire to game the system, but out of a sense of fairness and grievance. Basically, the logic goes, if our tax system is so convoluted and everyone is getting ripped off and the money is going to things I don't believe in, then I can help rectify the situation by tweaking the returns, my returns. Does this sound like you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Remember Tom Daschle withdrew as a candidate for Secretary of Health and Human Services because he failed to pay $128,000 in taxes related to his car and driver service. Nancy Killefer withdrew her nomination for the Chief Performance Officer for the Obama administration after she failed to pay taxes on her household help. And even though he was confirmed as Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner's nomination process was complicated by the fact that he had failed to pay taxes on a consulting that he did with the International Monetary Fund. Now, we want to hear from those of you tweaking your taxes, maybe not at that level. $100, $500, $1,000 at stake. Mostly, you know, if you filled out personal income taxes and cheated here and there because you thought you could or should. Small business owners, maybe you too as well. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'm just going to call everybody Billy. It could be a boy's name. It could be a girl's name with IE. So, you know, just call up and you're Billy for now. Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Oh, you won't know you're on. I see. So yeah, it's you in Valley Stream. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So you cheated on your taxes?
Well, listen, yes, I have this year and I have in previous years, yes.
Mm-hmm. How come?
I do the long form, and I guess, as I said to the person that interviewed me, it's basically to level the playing field a little. I believe that middle America, like myself, we carry the lion's share of the tax burden in this country. And, you know, in light of the thing and all these revelations about how these corporates and wealthier people don't pay the same percentage as, you know, the middle American folks do, then I feel that it's just our way of just, you know, getting a few more bucks thrown our way.
Thank you for calling. And it is right up the alley of what the Times was talking about. GE isn't paying any taxes. Anonymous in North Jersey. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, how you doing? I cheated on my taxes this year and last year, and it's basically because I don't make that much money, and I'm technically self-employed, so I make about 34. If I didn't cheat on my taxes, it would be unsustainable for me to live. And I went to a major big box accountant, and they helped me cheat substantially.
Really?
Yes.
Like, can you give me a tip?
Well, I drive for a living, so you basically just up your mileage, you just up a lot of your deductions.
Uh-huh.
And, it just basically works
right
out.
And things that save two grand. Things that they can't check up on, basically.
Yeah, correct. But, I mean, there were some things that if I were audited, you know, I would have to show receipts for, which obviously I don't have.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Probably a very common kind of story. I'm told by a friend about a person who was freelancing as a radio and television producer for many years and had this strategy. Fill out the return honestly, then add business expenses, the car, the computer, make up a few charitable donations until they owed or were owed within $100. The theory was they'd be such a small fish, no way they'll get audited. Does that sound like you? We know there are a lot of freelancers in our audience. Amy, oh, I said your name. Well, that's all right. Sorry. In Carmel, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I'm an independent contractor, and I inflate my driving miles. Basically, the way you're supposed to do it is that you're supposed to, I go around and I see children with disabilities, and you're supposed to do it from when you get to the first house until you leave the last house. You're not supposed to count from your home till you get home. But I always include it from my home till I get home.
And why do you?
First of all, it's just easier. You know, if it's only a couple of miles, it's not like a few miles. You know, when I was driving a long distance, I would actually, you know, did it legitimately. Like mm-hmm. when I used to drive to the Bronx, I wouldn't count my home to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm driving 3 miles, it's just easier for me to remember when I get in the car in the morning, mm-hmm. I put the, you know, trip meter on zero. And when I get home at night, I look at the trip meter. So it's, you know, expediency and also the fact that, you know, what's 10 miles going to really do?
You ever feel guilty?
No, I don't.
Because it's small or for some other reason?
No, because it's small. I mean, I actually, you know, I'm one of those, like, people that actually believe we should pay taxes because I believe that we should be, you know, getting all the money for, you know, Medicare, and we should, you know, have socialized medicine and all those things. Mm-hmm. And I believe the only way you can do that is by paying taxes. And I believe that gasoline should be taxed a lot more. So I'm not against taxes. I just do it for expediency, and whatever else my accountant comes up with, he comes up with. It's not me.
Amy, thanks a lot. And since Amy's talking about where the money goes, remember that's what we'll be talking about in our online chat coming up in 5 minutes. As soon as we're done here, we will all move over to itsafreecountry.org, and we can have that online chat with people from the Data Visualization Budget Challenge, and you can look at some of the designs that were in that challenge, and we'll also look at where that tax dollar actually goes now that you forked them over maybe last night. Hello in East Brunswick. You cheated on your taxes?
Yes, I have, probably for the past 5 years.
In what way?
I inflate my deductions.
In what way?
Charitable deductions. I don't want to get too specific, but any deduction that my accountant can inflate, he does. And primarily the reason I do it is because of the unfairness of the tax system. There is a huge underground economy out there, a huge underground economy, a lot of people dealing in cash, not paying any tax on it. The alternative minimum tax is another issue. It was passed in the 60s to ensure that very wealthy people get to pay, have to pay income tax. It was not indexed, and it's now affecting middle-class families. My wife and I both work. We're not wealthy, but we have a comfortable living. And I feel the tax system as it is now is very unfair.
So no guilt?
No, I really don't have any guilt. You know, I've been working full-time since I'm 18 years old, put myself through college. I've never taken a penny from the government in any way, shape, manner, form. And I've really I've contributed since I'm 18. And
John, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Now, wait, this caller says he cheats not only because, well, hi, in Baldwin, you cheat because it's the moral thing to do?
Absolutely. I think taxes are a fee for service, and we should be certainly charged taxes, and we should certainly pay taxes. And I would like to pay, absolutely like to pay my fair share. I believe I should. But the fee for service is not being charged for these multimillionaires and billionaires that take out enormous amount of income from the money we all create and aren't taxed for it. It's completely absurd to me.
They would say that the top 1% pays 40% of the income tax.
That's absolutely true, but what does it mean? It means that they make the income they make and taxed at 27 or 35 or even at 40% can actually pay 40%. If they were taxed legitimately on their use of the infrastructure, they would be paying 85% of the taxes. Not 40%, but 85%.
Tim, I get it, and I'm going to leave it there because I want to leave 15 seconds for a reaction from Sally in Wayne, calling in, listening to all of you other folks. Sally.
Hello. Am I on?
You're on.
I'm horrified. I listen to these people. I think if they calculated what they're saving, it's probably, you know, for some of them $50, for some $100, maybe for some $1,000. You're willing to sell out, to commit a crime, because you want to express, instead of through the legitimate political process, some distress over the fact that not all of your taxes go the way you want them to, or not everybody else pays what they want them to. This is literally the first step on the slope of doing something illegal.
Sally, I have to leave it there, but you'll be happy to know that according to the IRS Oversight Board annual survey, 80% of the people agree with you. They shouldn't do it. All right. So that's it for the radio show. Join us for a discussion online right now at itsafreecountry.org about where your tax dollars actually go. And I'll talk to you tomorrow on the air. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.